President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney debated in a town hall forum last night. Taking a look at the presidential debates is Professor of Political Science at the University of Louisiana Monroe, Dr. Joshua Stockley. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
As we look at the debate last night, Josh, the president was expected to have a stronger performance last night, which many agree that he did. Another question was, would Governor Romney be able to give a strong follow-up to the first debate? Did he maintain that level last night?
I thought Romney did a good job of maintaining his momentum from the first debate. He was still very strong, very forceful, and made a great case on his five-point plan, which he made a point to reiterate through the debate. So I thought he came out well, and obviously the president came out much improved as well. The difference was, while Romney was strong and mainly on the defensive. Obama was very strong, but he remained aggressive and in many ways set the tone and the pace of the debate last night.
In that stronger performance by the president last night, what was his best point that you heard?
I really felt President Obama did a great job of defending his administration as it came to Libya, perhaps his most forceful moment when he called Romney offensive, suggesting that perhaps he did not care or had some less amount of concern about the deaths of the Americans in Libya. And I thought he also did a good job of trying to compare his vision of the future with Romney's vision of the future, making the case that these are two different paths for America to go down, depending on who you select.
As far as Governor Romney, his best case during the evening?
I thought he did a very solid job of reminding the voters of the shortcomings of the last 4 years, reminding the voters, hey, the number of people on food stamps have gone up, poverty has gone up, unemployment is not where you promised it was going to be. So he was very, very consistent in pointing out the economic failures, inadequacies, or shortcomings, however you want to describe it, of the Obama administration, and saying, hey, this isn't good enough for me.
When we look at last night's debate, Josh, were there any surprise from the less discussed items last night? Obviously, they talked about automatic weapons, the comparison misperception questions that were thrown at the candidates.
Yeah, I was surprised by a few of the questions. The gun control question surprised me. I wasn't expecting to hear a debate or discussion on guns. It's not something that's really brought up a lot in our forums. I was surprised by Romney's response in many ways, kind of boiling down gun control to the absence of a two-parent household. Didn't think that was his best moment of the debate. I thought he was given a very difficult question when he was asked to compare his brand of Republicanism with W's brand of Republicanism. How do you answer that question that makes the independents happy and convincing the independents that you're two different people without at the same time offending the base and saying, wait, don't insult the Republican that we've been supporting for the last 8 years? So,
and he kind of touched upon that, I think, with some of the policies and how his varied rather than...
Right. He tried to emphasize that while he was still very conservative, he was going to be perhaps a little bit more fiscally sound than his predecessor. And I thought Obama did a good job of pouncing on that and saying, oh, yeah, you mean the deficits. So it was a strong performance with both individuals last night.
Any clearer picture for undecided voters after last night?
Maybe, maybe not. You know, I do believe the president had a slight edge. So some undecideds, if there are many undecideds left who are truly undecided, might come away with a little bit more of a positive impression of the president. I think the undecideds, if they were leaning Obama, are still going to probably lean Obama. If they were leaning Romney, they're still leaning Romney. I don't think this was an evening that changed many minds as much as it made voters feel better about who they probably were facing.
And we'll look forward to another debate coming up next Monday, the third and final debate between President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney for the White House. Josh Stockley is professor of political science at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.